The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, if you struggle to put up a shelf or hang a picture, you're very much not alone. And when tradespeople are expensive and hard to come by, should we be learning how to do some of this ourselves? Well, joining me now in the studio to teach me a thing or two is founder of the Irish School of DIY, Declan Buggy. Declan, you're very welcome.
How are you?
Thank you for coming in. So tell me about your own background first. How did you come to establish this thing?
Suppose starting back when I started off learning how to do this stuff, my granddad originally had a furniture business down in Wexford. And when he used to repair furniture and make stuff and fix stuff around the place, so we did whenever furniture came in, it could be damaged or dinted or dinged or whatever. And when he passed away then, when I was around 11 to 14 or 15, I robbed all his tools and bought them on home with us and kind of taught myself how to use them throughout the years. And then I hated school. I absolutely despised school. So I went off then and finished school after my 6 year and started my apprenticeship as a farrier, shoeing horses, making horseshoes and shoeing horses down in Wexford as well. Then I got diagnosed with scoliosis after around 2 years of doing that. Had to stop. Went off making hurls for around a year and a half down there as well. And then came home. Moved home and started my own business, renovating houses, doing up houses, getting houses ready for rent or to be sold around Kilkenny and Leash, really.
Right. So, farrier.
yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Hurley maker.
Yeah.
But you always had this background in DIY.
Yeah, always the start.
So, was your granddad really that started it all for you?
Really
would you
and
say?
Truly, yeah. And I'd say I was four when he passed away, three or four. And I barely remember the man, but I'm told I'm very like him.
There you go.
Yeah, he had his hand in a bit of everything as well. So he did a very clever business.
So while you're doing all this stuff as a business, but you're also running on Instagram the School of DIY.
Yeah, so I was doing it up until, I think it was last November only, a few months ago. I put up a video. I was nervous about putting up a video starting it off, but I had this idea of helping people kind of more so just getting frustrated going out and doing the same little jobs in people's houses all the time.
You were doing the jobs.
I was doing, yeah, in my own business at the time. And I thought, why doesn't somebody just show these people how to use a drill or something along them lines? And I said, do you know what? I'll give it a go. I'll see where it goes. Put up a video. I went, mother of God, the amount of following and thing within the space of around a week or 2 weeks. I think there was 10,000 followers on the page. And I was like, I'm after hitting something here. So
do you not do the other stuff now?
I had the handyman stuff. At the time, I'd have enough time. So I'd be kind of maybe going into a school, maybe one day a week kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then being able to do my own job, still doing up houses and building stuff and whatever. And I just haven't time. So you're full time now doing the teaching?
Yeah,
full time teaching. So there's a fella on the road that works with us now and he is in schools every day of the week. And at the moment I'm doing around 2 or 3 days a week in schools and kind of slowly building them up. At the moment it's just secondary schools, but we're in the middle of launching to do primary schools now, going 4th, 5th and 6th class.
Mm-hmm.
And then on break time, say tomorrow, we have another camp starting. So it's an Easter camp for kids for 10 to 14 year olds in Wexford.
Great idea.
And then the following week, say the second week of Easter, it's in Wicklow, it's in Kilcool and Wicklow. And then over the summer, we're in the middle of booking in, I think, 24 camps.
But what happens to the people now who are not in school, the adults who can't hang a picture or change a plug?
So every Saturday, we go around and do adult course. So last week I was in Limerick, this week coming I'm in Waterford, and so on and so on and so on, literally all around the country.
It's incredible. So now I want to go back to what led to your frustration with being called out to do these jobs. What were the jobs where you were going into the house going, really and truly, you should be able to do this yourself?
Yeah, ridiculous stuff. So I've...
No, not ridiculous to those of us who can't do them.
Yeah, true. But in terms of, I'd be straight with you, people are charging ridiculous money. Like, I made a fortune going around hanging up fire alarms and fire extinguishers and stuff like that because people simply don't know how to put a drill tip into the drill and screw in 2 screws into the wall and hang up a fire alarm. Simple stuff like that.
Is it not though that people are afraid of the electrics?
Exactly. So they're afraid of these things, but these are little battery fire alarms. They simply click a battery into it, put 2 screws into the wall.
There's nothing to it.
No, there's nothing to it as such in ways. But there is to it if you don't know, if you were never shown how to put a bit into the drill. It's all well and good watching these TikToks and Instagrams and so on of people doing these things. But how are you going to pick up a power saw or a power drill if you don't know how to put a bit into the drill, or you don't know how to go into the hardware shop and ask, I want a bit of a piece of timber to fill into a bit of a hole or whatever. These simple jobs and simple tasks, that there is a little bit of knowledge behind them that people don't really cop, that there is knowledge behind them. It's just second nature to tradespeople to go off and buy these things and do these things, because originally they were shown how to do these things.
Right.
So we're kind of trying to go back to step one and show them the basics and show them the things to go buy, to use and safely.
Okay, so putting up the fire alarms, that was one thing. What else did you manage to charge a fortune for?
So simple things, like, it's funny, like painting rooms, painting houses is again a thing we feel like people can do, putting down timber flooring, something that seems very daunting, but again, you need two or three tools and a few little bits of skills and you're away with a hat, like off you go. It's showing them step one, two and three, because we feel like Instagram and TikTok shows them step six, seven and eight. But you're not going to try it, or you're not going to do it if you don't know how to do these basic things.
Yeah, I tried to touch up the dings on the kitchen last year, and I think what I did was I didn't stir the paint properly. Okay. So you walk in and it's like lovely kitchen with all of these marks on it where I went at it with a brush. Like, I'm not allowed now, I'm banned from doing that ever again. But again, it's just, I just didn't know. I didn't look into
it.
You lacked
a little bit of knowledge to get the exact same paint, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And now, what's in the box that you brought?
In the box, so we bought on a mix of hand and power tools.
He's a huge box here now on the grand
basket of tools here. So this is basically what everybody gets who comes on the course. We get a basket of tools each. So our power tools that we have is a power drill with an arrangement of bits.
I'm already scared. Go on.
We have a jigsaw that everybody gets, as well as a power sander as well.
But these are dangerous things. Like the jigsaw, you could do yourself serious harm.
You could.
That.
You can. You can cut yourself, and they can be dangerous. But again, there's around three or four little things to keep in mind while doing it. Show people how to set it up correctly and show people how to use it. And if you're doing it safely, there's no real way you can cut them. Yeah, accidents can happen 100%, but you're just trying to limit them as much as possible. And if you show them how to set it up correctly, that's 99.9%.
So with the jigsaw, the reason you're showing people how to use that is why? So you can put down a timber floor.
Down a timber floor. So, like, again, it's like anything. If you don't show them how to do it,
There's bits falling around the place ever.
They're going to be intimidated by it. They're going to not know how to use it. They're going to... Then there's a chance they could hurt themselves. But if you go and try and cut these things with a handsaw, you'll be there for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well show them how to use the power tools, show them how to do it easily, conveniently, without being wreck tired after doing it for 10 minutes
Okay, hand over. What's that you have there
so
now?
I have the jigsaw in my hand.
Okay.
I put it over and I put a battery into it for you.
Right. I'm not going to switch it on now or anything.
Yeah, no, you can. There's no blade in that at the moment, so it's safe as a house.
And are you telling people now to... wait a minute. Are you telling people to go out and buy this now? Or... Should you borrow it first off? Or if you're doing a small job?
You should come to a course first, Claire.
Yeah.
You should be shown how to yourself. Flick the black switch with your thumb and then pull the trigger at the same time.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
There's no blade in it,
in
case anyone's wondering.
Safe.
I have
it's
the blade
safe.
In my hand.
Yeah, you see, I'd be afraid of my life because I would just... end up wasting all the timber now because I'd make bags of it.
Again, you'd be surprised. Show them the two, three simple skills. Starting off, people are the very same on the course. They've never held a drill, even a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, they're using this. We make projects on the course. So last few weeks, we've been making benches and we donate them off to the tidy towns wherever we are locally. So on the course,
that's a great idea.
Last week in Limerick, I think we gave away 5 or 6 of them. Mm-hmm. So it was because we had 18 people at. So off we go, take them, donate them off. And it's just, are they going to be perfect? No. The people have never held a drill before. They're not going to be perfect.
But they're not
but they're
bad,
solid.
Right?
They're last forever. They're made out of pressure-treated timber. And they'll work perfectly in a community garden or something like that somewhere. That's what we ideally do.
And the drill. I could probably manage the drill if I need to do something.
So we have a drill and we have a mixture of bits for everyone. So we have timber bits, screwdriver bits and masonry bits.
A grand handy drill, isn't
it? Nice and tidy. And as well as that... It's the giving people the knowledge as well. Like, people are intimidated. They're saying, Geniac, I have to go off and spend a fortune on tools. But what?
Yeah, talk to me about that. Do you have to spend a fortune on tools?
You don't. I actually kind of started a thing on Instagram there like a week ago where I went off to our local car boot sale and I bought. Now, again, you have to be careful of people buying tools that are robbed, unfortunately, in car boot sales. But if you use your brain and don't go to the table with 100 or 200 power tools on it, stick to the small fella selling 4 or 5 little yokes that he got out of his granddad's shed who passed away or whatever, something like that. That's what we were aiming for. And we did a workshop where we put in the middle of putting together a whole workshop for €200 and see can we do it and then make something, sell it, buy more tools, make something, sell it, buy more tools until we have as much tools as possible.
So what are you saying to people? Start small.
Start small.
But don't start cheap.
No, I wouldn't go buying the cheaper brands. I'd actually prefer to see people go buying secondhand tools that are good brands rather than going off buying the drills and stuff that aren't really going to last the test of time.
Yeah, you want them to last, don't you?
Yeah, you want good hardy stuff.
And you want to train with stuff that is a good quality drill.
We always recommend sort of stuff that we have people text us afterwards. After each course, everyone, 3 or 4 people texting us going, where can I find the jigsaw that I used on that course? Mm-hmm. They know how to use that one. They feel confident on it. Why don't we just buy that exact one?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The problem is, you see, that you've said this, really, it's just so it's so hard to get anybody.
Yeah.
And then it's really expensive to get anybody now to do the small jobs that we sort of have to know how to do these things ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. We go around to secondary schools. At the moment, we're doing TYs and LTAs is our two kind of groups that we go to in secondary schools. And the first thing we talk to them about is money. Yeah, one, you get their attention really well. And two, you get to kind of explain to them, God love them, they're having a clue, like, but how would they as well? I wouldn't have had a clue. You wouldn't have had a clue at that age how much that it costs, 90 to 100 euro for someone to drive out to your house for 5 minutes.
Mm.
And then that they will charge you that 60 or 70 euro per hour to do these small jobs. So when you kind of...
But the other thing is the people you're talking to in school, I'm sure they're going away thinking I can have a career in this.
Absolutely.
Right?
We try and sell it to them. It's all, I kind of tell them that like college fees are X, renting if you want to go to college is also this much. Why not go off and get paid your 300 euro, 350 euro a week as a first year apprentice? Mm-hmm. And while all your friends are getting done with college fees, why don't you go off and make money? And after that, you will be getting paid more than them when they are qualified as well.
Yeah,
that's kind of our selling point.
And I want to do the course now. I want to put down my own wooden floor.
Sign it up. Sign up, Claire. Sign up.
I'm ready. The Irish School of DIY. Is that how people find you online?
Yeah, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook and our website.
Brilliant.
The Irish School of DIY.
Declan, great to meet you. Thank you so much. Thank you, and continued success. The Irish School of DIY. That's what you need to find.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.